So Sasim explains that what's the reason that Sukkot comes after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur become Baalei Tshuva, and Baalei Tshuva don't have a makom, don't have a place, therefore Kosh Baruch Hu has to give us a place, which is a Sukkot. So let's try to understand the words of Sasim, why it is that Sukkot comes right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because Baalei Tshuva don't have a makom, we need the Sukkot to be our makom. So in order to understand the significance of a place, the Maharal explains that a place defines what's inside of it, or who the person in it. So, for example, the mission teaches a person's house should be a bais that's a vadvil tamnei chachamim. So, the house is defined by the people inside of it. So, the Maharal also explains that what's the place of Baalei Tshuva. So, the Maharal explains in Tiferes Yisrael that Baalei Tshuva are not shaykh to this world. They're roi from the makom elyon. And for this reason, it makes a lot of sense then why we specifically need the mitzvah of Sukkah right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because at Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we come on this level, we reach the Madriga of Baalei Tshuva or Shaykh to the Olam HaElyon. Olam HaElyon is not something that we're able to relate to in our normal lives. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically gave us the mitzvah of Sukkah right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because the Sukkah is going to proclaim us and be the proper place for our Baalei Tshuva. Because the sukkah, as Maharal explains, is a temporary structure. Anything temporary is not shaykh to this world. This world's a permanent world, a permanent physical world. So anything temporary is spiritual in nature. So therefore, right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we reach the level of Baalei Tshuva, we need a place that indicates our status of Baalei Tshuva. So therefore, Hashem specifically gave us the mitzvah of sukkah in order for us to be able to live our lives in a place that is right for a Baalei Tshuva. And we can explain this point that on Yom Kippur we reach the level of Malachim. And right after we realize our potential, and right after Yom Kippur we have the Mitzvah Sukkah, which enables us to continue living on that level when we're living in an existence which is not Shaykh to this world, so an existence which is above this world. So therefore, specifically for this reason, the Mitzvah Sukkah is the Mitzvah that Hashem gave us right after Yom Kippur.